Welcome to a new episode of another Spooky Valentine's podcast with your co-hosts, Karina Reyes and
Irma Cornejo. Hey, you know, want to know some fun fact about me?
What?
Maybe not, because then people are going to use it against you. But then again, I don't care anymore.
I feel like I would use it against you.
I know, you're that bitch. By people, I meant Karina is going to use it against
me. I'm a hater in disguise, guys.
Bro, I told you we're frenemies from the start.
All right, but tell me, what's
but
up?
But fun fact, like, when I was younger, I used to hate that, like, people used to call me Conejo, you know, instead of Cornejo with an R. Okay.
Yeah.
But now I don't care.
Oh, so you're telling me that you want me to call you Conejo?
Bitch, if you're going to call me Conejo, at least call me La Conejo Mala, okay? La Conejo Mala. I am associated with Bad Bunny, okay?
Okay, anyways. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. Dude, you know what? Okay. Oh my gosh, dude. So cringe. But I used to work, you know, where I used to fucking work back in the day.
Yeah.
Straight out of high school, I had like the best fucking job, in my opinion, the best fucking job ever.
Yeah, you did. You had a good job.
Yeah, dude. AKA me just fucking around.
And I would see you all the time.
All right. So basically, I'm not going to tell you guys where the fuck I used to work at, but just think about it as me living the life of Parks and Recs, you know, the TV show, basically.
This bitch.
So anyways, and then whenever I would meet people, dude, I don't know, like just 18-year-old me, you know, fresh out of high school, super hyper, everything. I used to tell people, like, call me Rock and Roll Karina because I fucking... Hopefully my coworkers don't listen to this podcast.
Okay, Rock and Roll Karina, go on.
Dude, and like, I don't know why I would tell people to call me that, dude. So fucking cringe. I thought it was so funny.
That's worse than my conejo mala or whatever.
So bad. And like, I don't know why the fuck they would laugh. And it wasn't funny.
Like when you would leave, they would be like, wait, did you guys like laugh to be nice? Or
yeah, dude. And then I would tell them, like, dude, they used to call me that in high school, Rock and Roll Karina. And they'll be like, dude, shut up, no one would fucking call you that. And I was like, dude, dead ass, people would call me that. Anyways, super cringe, super not funny, but
I fucking love it.
I don't know why I thought it was funny at that time.
So let us reintroduce ourselves.
Yeah. Yes, let's reintroduce ourselves.
From your co-host La Conejo Mala and
a Rock and Roll Karina. Welcome back to another episode, and for this episode, it's gonna be all about the romance, the love, ooh, and the murder.
Tiene pegue.
But yes, guys, so happy Valentine's Day for y'all. You guys are going to be listening to this episode on Valentine's Day, so hopefully you guys are getting all the love, that self-love, love from a partner, love from a family member, love from a friend, just love in general. And I'm here to radiate that love to you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in for this episode. We are super excited to be here and, you know, record this really cool episode with you guys. And today we're going to be talking about, obviously, Valentine's Day. So shall we jump into it, Irma?
Yes, let's get to it. So Karina, as Karina mentioned, we're going to be doing a Valentine's Day episode because we are no longer another spooky podcast. Instead, we are another spooky Valentine's Day podcast. So, well, at least for this episode, because next episode, we're going back to the spooky shit, because that's why we're here.
Yeah, this love shit is pretty cool for like right now. But it ain't forever. Dude, you know what?
Maybe someone will send you flowers, though.
Dude, whoever sends me flowers, I'll fucking fall in love with you, dude.
So, oh my God. So, on this episode, it's obviously the theme is Valentine's Day. So, like Karina said, today this episode's going to be around Valentine's Day. And what are you eating? You better not say you're Oaxacan, bitch, because I know you are. That's so funny. But anyways, so Karina's going to discuss a little bit about the dark history of Valentine's Day and like where we got Valentine's Day. And I'm going to talk about a very famous true crime event on Valentine's Day. So it was obviously my idea, guys. Yeah,
dude. But it's okay. She's feeling the love and yeah. I love that. Okay.
Well, shout out to my roommate, though, because Marlene, the one that was on our previous episode, because she actually mentioned, like, doing the dark side of Valentine's Day. And I was like, oh, that's actually a really good idea. So shout out to her.
So but this one is going to be all about the love and the murder. To begin, we have to go back to the Roman times, where at the time they celebrated the Feast of Lupercalia, which was celebrated from February 13 to 15. Lupercalia, which was a celebration that helps purify the city by releasing and getting rid of evil spirits and therefore allowing for more health and fertility. That's super cool. That's like super, super fucking cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting, like what they were thinking and stuff. But I had already heard of Lupercalia in The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. If you guys have watched that. They have a bitch. I'm just kidding.
Bruh.
It's such a good episode. It's such a good, like, not episode. It's such a good series. Like, you should watch it.
Yeah.
It's really dark, very good, very spooky.
All right. I'm going to take a look at it.
Yeah, they have a whole episode on Lupercalia.
Ooh, love that.
Maybe, but message me if you guys watched all of it, because I literally need to talk about the finale, like the final episode. And like, none of my friends have watched it yet. Y'all sleeping on Sabrina.
Honestly, I'm sleeping on Sabrina.
Get on it, girl. Get on it.
I'm gonna get fucking on it. So, fun fact, Lupercalia was also called Dies Februatus, which is how the month of February got its name.
I learned something today. Thank you, Karina.
You're welcome, bitch. That's why I'm here, to give you that information.
Thank you.
Which is also the month February got its name, which is super cool. I didn't really know that until I read on that, and that's, you know, pretty cool.
Dude, that's so a really fun fact. I love it.
Yeah. I fucking love fun facts, bro.
Me too.
So this festival is super crazy. So during this festival, the men participating would sacrifice a goat and a dog, and there would be a young woman lined up naked, and the men would whoop them.
Karina's finding out what Lupercalia is. Basically, what they would do is they would sacrifice the goat and the dog, and then they would whip the women who were in a line. Like, while the women were in a line, they would, like, whip each woman with the dead carcass, like, with the hide of the sacrificed dog and goat.
Bro, what?
Yeah, and that...
When I said super crazy, I thought it was, like, super crazy. It's, like, super fucking fun, dude.
No, bitch, it's super crazy.
No, this is fucking super crazy. Okay.
This is what you wanted, bitch? This is the kind of romance that you want.
I mean, shit. Give me that romance, I guess.
We got some massacre in there, too. Like,
yeah, dude.
It's fun. That's a little intense, no?
You know, I mean, I guess some people just really enjoy shit like that, bro.
Yeah, maybe.
You know? Shit. No hate. If y'all are about that life, y'all are about that life. I respect it. Have you seen that video of like Vanessa Hudgens when she got in trouble because she was talking about like coronavirus, bro, and like whatever was going on? And then she was like, she was like, I understand it, but I respect it.
Talk about something that's been bugging me. This is like super random. This has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with this episode, but I just feel like I have to talk about it.
Okay, what happened?
Because I'm very sad. I'm so sad because literally TikTok has been telling me that they're canceling skinny jeans and side parts. Like, literally, that's all I fucking wear.
Bitch, like the- I got a bald head. Like, I got a bald spot because I would put my hair so much to the fucking side. So I'm fucking glad that shit is getting canceled.
Like, I can't believe the fucking youngsters are canceling me. Like, they're canceling my whole look. Like, it's un look. I worked so hard for this look. How are they gonna come for me like that?
Bro,
I'm so hurt by it. And then they're calling me old. Like, I have not felt old ever until I was on TikTok and they were talking about how uncool skinny jeans and side parts are. Oh, and the laughing crying emoji face, because I literally use that for everything.
R.I.P. to the scene phase that we all went through in fucking middle school and high school. R.I.P.
Emo me is crying.
Dude, emo me is crying too.
Shaking in my docks.
Fucking crying. Always shaking in our docks, bro.
With her skinny jeans. And my side part,
dude,
bitch.
I love Doc Martens, bro.
Girl, don't even get me started.
Guys, if you guys just want to send me some flowers and some Doc Martens, I would freaking fall in love, marry you.
Venmo me. I can't.
Guys, and apparently I give the best presents ever. And, like, funny enough, I don't get shit in return, so.
Everyone's going to sign up. They're going to be like, oh, Karina's about to give me some good-ass presents, and I don't got to give her shit. That's shady, bro. That's shady.
Anyways, let's go back to this crazy-ass episode. So, other than this festival being super crazy, I didn't know that they would just whip and all that stuff, which, again, as brutal as the festival is, it was believed that by participating, the woman would become more fertile. But everybody with their own, you know, beliefs and stuff like that. After all that, the men and women would then participate in a lottery where the men would pick a random girl from a jar, and then a couple would spend the rest of the night testing the fertility that they gained from the festival. Wow. Damn, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. I just...
I can't.
Woo! We've been single way too long, guys. It is believed the name for Valentine's Day came from the Romans as well, because it is believed the Emperor Claudius II executed two men named Valentine during two different years on February 4th. He executed these men during the time the Emperor felt like there was a decline in people signing up to the army. So the only reasonable thing to do in this case was to, of course, ban marriages altogether. What a salty ass hoe. He was so fucking mad.
Dude, he was. He was like, my soldiers aren't coming, so I guess it has to be the women that are stopping him.
Like, just say that you can't get any and just fucking move along, bro.
For real. Like, don't need to cancel weddings for everyone.
Yeah, dude. Just say that you can't, like, find love, bro. For AKA real. Me.
You want this fool? Nah.
So, Valentine began marrying these couples in secret, and when the emperor found out, he arrested Valentine. Fucking hater. And as the legend goes, while in jail waiting for his execution, he wrote a letter to the jailer's daughter, who was his friend, and signed the letter, "From your Valentine."
Aw, qué cute.
Wow. Michelle feeling lonely right now. Because Lupercalia was a festival of love, the Pope in 496 AD, Pope Gallius, ended that celebration by officially making February 14th the day of Saint Valentine. Valentine's Day eventually became more popular and more romanticized by famous writers such as Shakespeare, and it ended up spreading to the New World, and people would make cards for each other. And eventually, during the Industrial Revolution, Hallmark and other companies began making factory-made cards, and eventually the holiday became a huge business.
Wow.
Freaking love Valentine's Day, dude. It's one of my favorites.
TBH, I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day.
Me neither.
But I like the chocolate the next day that are on sale.
I just love spoiling myself, guys. I'm all about the self-love, because if you can just give that love to yourself, then who the fuck else would? Because honestly, exactly. No one else has done what I've done for myself. Go off. I try to be a hater or anything like that, but whoever comes into my life next better step it up, because I can spoil myself more than anyone can. Okay? Just kidding. But honestly, guys, I love Valentine's Day. It's such a romantic day. Mm-hmm. And Valentine's Day should always be every single fucking day.
Yes, exactly.
So don't wait on like a special occasion to buy your significant other, yourself, or family members mm-hmm. something special. And yes. Yeah.
Snaps.
So Irma got something crazy for us. So yes. If you want to go ahead and share that with us, that would be awesome.
Okay. Hello. Irma on the mic. Woo! I'm a DJ. Ooh. DJ Irma on the mic. You can cut that out. Anyways. So today I just wanted to talk about some true crime that happened on Valentine's Day. And I think one of the most famous true crimes that's happened on Valentine's Day in America is the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Have you heard of it, Karina?
No, I have not.
And I'm very disappointed with that. Because lately, my boyfriend and I have been really into mobster movies and watching a lot of like famous mobsters and stuff, like Al Capone and all that. So we've been really into that kind of stuff. So this is also why like I chose this murder or whatever, or this case to talk about. The Valentine's Day Massacre, like to really understand it, we have to kind of talk about mobsters and why they were having so many enemies and like, you know, just why this whole thing happened. So in Chicago, there was a lot of different gangs. There was the Al Capone gang. And he's pretty famous. He's a very famous mobster. He was in Alcatraz, like... He's a legit mobster. And there was a rival gang on the north side of Chicago, and that was with George Bugs Moran. I don't know how to pronounce his name, I'm sorry. But basically they were rivals, and they both were trying to smuggle alcohol into the US during Prohibition, and that was like their way of getting money. So they were basically fighting for territory, kind of like how gangs are now. So on February 14, 1929, four men dressed up as policemen, and they showed up to the mobster Bug Morgan's headquarters, or how do you pronounce that name? Moran's. So on February 14th, 1929, four men dressed up as policemen showed up to mobster Bug's headquarters on North Clark Street in Chicago. Have you seen Victorious? Where like the sister goes, Chicago. No? Never mind.
Maybe.
Anyways, let me move on. At the headquarters, there were a couple men obviously working, doing their business, and there were some men working there. There were seven men in particular. So when they saw these four men that had arrived dressed up as policemen, they legit thought that they were policemen. So they were like, holy shit, like we're about to get arrested. And they knew that they were doing like sketchy shit, you know, like they knew that was... like they were in that business. So they're like, fuck, like these policemen have a reason to come. So the policemen basically lined up the seven men that were at the headquarters, and they were acting like they were going to arrest them. So they put them against the wall. And while they were facing the wall, the men dressed up as policemen shot them to death. So I believe all seven of the men died. It turns out, like, later, it was, like, a huge thing because there was... sorry. Obviously, the seven men got killed, massacred, while they were standing against the wall. So, they had their backs towards the wall. So, they didn't even see their killers. it was a huge thing. And eventually the real cops, because if you guys haven't catched the drift yet, those cops weren't real cops. They were actually working for Al Capone, the rival gang.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah, so it turned out that Al Capone had sent these men to go kill Bugs, but Bugs wasn't there. Actually, I don't know that. Cut that out. So it turned out that Al Capone wanted to get revenge on Bugs because that was his rival. And previously, Bugs had put out a $50,000 bounty on Capone's head, which basically triggered Capone. And he was like, yo, like, I can't have this gang member trying to come up to me like that. Like, I gotta kill him first, you know? So that's when, on February 14, when Morgan was expecting, or Morantz was expecting, his whiskey being delivered, that's when the police, quote unquote police, showed up and killed them. So yeah, that's basically the February 14th massacre. I think murder. I did
murder in my mind.
Basically, yeah. I got murder on my mind.
Dude, that is crazy. I feel like this episode was really
dark
with the whooping and the murders and
I don't know, Karina. I don't know if I explained that story correctly. Like, I was kind of all over the place. Did you get it?
I got it.
Okay, you think it'll make sense?
It'll make perfectly good sense.
Okay. That's a little crazy. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, I think it's just like, obviously, I don't think it's like, I think it's crazy to us because obviously we were never in that time.
Yeah.
But, and it's obviously like a sacred pagan festival. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say that it's crazy. It just seems kind of taboo to us because we've never experienced something like that.
Right.
You know, and like, honestly, I don't want to kill a dog. So
I know, but you know what? Back then, they would use a lot of animals as mm-hmm. sacrifices, and which is totally mm-hmm. chill, you know?
Yeah.
I can't really, we can't go back and criticize people how they used to live exactly. and survive, because those were survival modes, guys, mm-hmm. you know?
And there's different religions that we have to right. respect regardless, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
Like, it may be taboo to us, but it's not anything crazy, and we respect it regardless.
Right. Like, even, so. You know, like not eating animals, like, there's people, you know, religions mm-hmm. and stuff, like, you respect whatever the fuck it is, guys, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't eat meat, some people do, okay? Some religions accept that, some religions don't. Mm-hmm. I was getting flamed recently because we eat chapulines.
Dude, I didn't know that. Like, I had seen it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. We eat chapulines, which, if you guys don't know what the hell chapulines are, they're grasshoppers seasoned with some type of like chili powder, and they're fucking juicy as fuck. Like, I came out of the womb, the first thing I ate was probably like a chapuline, dude.
I was gonna ask you, like, are they good? But
yeah, they're like really freaking well. I obviously, because that's part of my culture, I grew up with it and I embrace it. I'm super proud of like my little chapulines, right? But they're pretty damn good.
How do you eat them? Like, what do you eat it with?
Pop them up, pop them in your mouth. I hago como taquitos, like a taco, and then I put like cheese and we have this really famous cheese, and it's called quesillo. And no, it is not queso de Oaxaca, because a lot of people call it queso de Oaxaca, but it's not that. It's actually called quesillo. It's like string cheese, basically. Mm. And it's made out of goat milk. But it's pretty damn good. You put a little bit of salt. You put a little bit of chile, whatever the hell you, any like salsa you have, whatever. And then you roll it up like a little taquito, pop it in your fucking mouth. But there's certain things, you know, people would be like, oh, like I was getting flamed. Like, people are like, how do you eat that? Like, that's so nasty. And that's so gross.
That's so fucked up, though.
And it's my culture.
Like, if you don't want to try it, don't try it. But you don't have to be rude.
Yeah. But anyways, people were like blaming me about it, and that's I gave them a piece of my mind. I told them, if you don't have any taste buds, then it's not my freaking problem.
Good for you, girl. I'm proud of you for saying something.
Yeah, dude. If anything, I feel like I'm really protective about my culture. Even though I love introducing it to people, I just love when people just really embrace it and, you know, find interest in it, because I'm really proud of it. But also, there's like, it's so meaningful to me that I'm just like, I pick and choose who I want people to really enter that part in my life. So yeah, I feel like now that I'm getting older, I'm picking better people to enter that, because it is culture, it is my traditions, which is super incredibly meaningful to me. So yeah, guys, I feel like and there's a lot of traditions out there that we normally wouldn't adapt to it ourselves, but it's other people's.
Exactly. You know. And honestly, no one can tell you anything different, because at the end of the day, you get to dictate who you want to like express that to. So I completely understand you decide, like, it's good that you're defending that, because like who can even talk about that shit? Like, that's fucked up. Like,
yeah,
that's your culture, that's meaningful to you. Like, you can't decide that for someone else.
And even that, like, dude, honestly, I feel like now that I'm getting older, but I definitely regret introducing certain people to my culture and my traditions, because they're so meaningful and like sacred to me, and things that like only my family or like people that know my culture, like part of our, you know, indigenous culture understand. If I introduce you to that side of me, like, that says a lot, dude. Yeah. So some people just don't, what is it, they don't appreciate it, or future me has to be more careful of those that I introduce to my culture, because I have introduced certain people to my culture and they end up saying something like really dumb, or like, what is that, like, you know, they have like that face, that facial expressions, and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
and I just think it's crazy how you know, they would whip women, I guess that's but hopefully this festival's not going on anymore.
I don't think so. Okay. But if you guys watch The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, then you know it's going on in the covens. So
yeah,
I mean, maybe in the covens it happens. I don't know.
Romance, don't you just love it? Dreamy. And I romanticize my life, which is a really big con thing about me.
Karina, I have a good movie recommendation. I don't know if you've seen it before, but have you ever watched the movie Como Agua para Chocolate?
No.
Oh my god, Karina, that movie is so freaking good, girl. Like, you need to watch it. Everyone listening to this podcast, go rent Como Agua para Chocolate. It is so freaking good.
I've heard of it, but
I bought the book. I bought the book in Spanish because I want to get better at reading in Spanish.
She just literally just pulled it like she had it this whole time.
It was on my desk.
Oh my god, I love.
Yeah, like, I want to get better at reading in Spanish, so I got it in Spanish. But it's so freaking good, dude. Like, 20 out of 10. It was on Netflix. It's not anymore.
I kind
of
want to start a like romantic book blog. Dude, I just love romance.
It's so good. But watch the movie before that. It's,
yes. Okay.
It's not on Netflix anymore, unfortunately. But you could rent it on Amazon Prime for like $3 or something.
I freaking love, dude. I freaking love. But yeah, guys, I think that's it that we have for today. Hopefully you guys are having such a romantic day. No matter if you're single, if you're taken, if you're just chilling like me and living life to the fullest.
Loving yourself is the most important thing. So.
Self-love is the best thing you can possibly do for yourself. And that is the beautiful part of love. And if you guys are not falling in love with yourself, then I highly suggest you guys to do it. Because there's so much love that you can give to yourself. And that is the most important thing.
Exactly.
So, you know, are you really lonely and single? Maybe not. Because you do have yourself in the end of the day.
And you got us.
Yes, and us. So if you guys ever feel, you know, like you guys want to talk to someone, send us a DM. Send us any suggestions that you guys have, any recommendations, anything that you guys just want to share with us. We love listening and reading your DMs and all that goodness, because we enjoy it just as much as you enjoy sharing it with us. So again, you know, we're here to share this podcast episode with you guys, to spend Valentine's with you guys. Hopefully you guys enjoy this episode, and make sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts. So we had a bonus episode last week that was pretty freaking fun to record.
It was. We were dying.
Yeah, we read. Yes, we read our reviews. Okay. And we had so much fun. So you guys can go check that out. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you guys want us to read your future review, make sure to leave one for us so we can read.
Yes. And please leave us 5 stars. We really appreciate it. Yes.
And what else? We are getting ready for our YouTube premiere, even though we are on YouTube right now, just uploading our podcast episode, but we're actually going to start recording footage. We are working on that, and it's looking pretty damn good right now. So
yes,
we're trying to hype it up as much as we can until like we actually get more of the artwork coming in and a lot of that good stuff coming in so we can share it with you guys. But we're working really hard on it. We're taking our time. We want to make it perfect for you guys, but keep an eye on that one. We're also coming out with a Patreon very soon as well. So if you guys want to contribute, if you guys like where you guys are listening, if you guys just, you know, want to support us, that'll be really awesome of you guys. We're going to be releasing that information pretty soon. And what else, Irma?
Oh, follow us on Instagram at
Another Spooky Podcast.
On Twitter at
A Spooky Podcast.
And send us a Gmail at
A Spooky. You always mess it up. A Spooky Podcast at gmail.com.
Yay.
And again, guys, thank you for all the love and all the care and positivity in the world. And stay spooky, y'all. Bye.
We love you. Bye.
We love y'all. Bye.
Happy Valentine's Day.